Thank you, listeners. We're back with you. Welcome to The Front Page. I'm Emily Crooks.
Good morning once again, everyone. I'm Naomi Francis.
Well, the U.S. presidential election is kind of heating up. Mm. Kind of. Yes. This will be held November 6th. It's expected to feature the incumbent President Barack Obama for the Democrats against a Republican presidential nominee. Well, it should have had his full endorsement at this convention.
Right. So it's the Biden, the Obama-Biden ticket versus the Romney-Ryan ticket.
Mm-hmm. So the importance of the presidential election has taken on added significance as the mood of the nation continues to falter in the face of a stuttering economy, a runaway public debt, lack of viable solutions from politicians from both sides of the divide. So we want to get an update as to what is happening with the campaigns. Mr. Romney said the Democratic campaign had hit a new low by trying to link a controversial view on rape recently voiced by Akin, Todd Akin. Here is Mitt Romney.
I think it was a terrible statement on his part. I think it was uninformed. I think it was outrageous and offensive. I've asked him to get out of the race. I think I have distanced myself from the kind of thing he said as far as I possibly can. He was wrong. And it obviously is being used by Democrats to try and cast a shadow on our entire party. And it's not. It's that leaders of our party have pretty much unanimously said, you know, Mr. Akin, get out of the race. You've said something which is highly offensive. Well, it really is sad, isn't it? With all the issues that America faces, for the Obama campaign to continue to stoop to such a low level, they understand and they're wise enough to understand that people like myself who've asked Todd Akin to get out of the race are doing so because we vehemently disagree with what he said and believe it. It hurts our party and I think is damaging to women.
That's Mitt Romney speaking to that, what is it, legitimate rape comment.
Distancing himself from that.
That's right, by Todd Akin. A lot has been happening, including we heard some quips that perhaps Mother Nature is a Democrat because of what's happening now in, God forbid, in Tampa, Florida in particular. We thank so much for joining us. As always, Executive Director of FairVote.org, Rob Ritchie, and political commentator whose work appears on the Huffington Post, Business Insider, and his own website, chriswigant.com. That's WEIGANT.com. Mm-hmm. Good to have you, both of you. Welcome.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, welcome. Let's begin with the new man on the block, Chris Wygant. Firstly, one wonders why in the midst of hurricane season, where there are always some concerns about Florida, why the Republican convention would have been slated this time around for Florida.
Yeah, you would think that they would have learned their lesson because the last time around, the first day of the Republican convention had to be postponed in a very similar way due to Hurricane Gustav. But this year, Florida, well, pretty much any election year, Florida is very important because not only is it right on the knife edge and could go either way, but it also has an outsized proportion of electoral votes. There's 29 votes to be had in Florida, and so it becomes very important. And I've read recently that not only picking Florida, but also picking Tampa itself may have been because of the county it is in is so closely balanced.
Yes. And so, as has happened in the past, it will have to be pushed back. Rob Ritchie, it won't at all affect Mitt Romney being named as the nominee for the Republicans.
Right. The convention does have that practical purpose of making him the nominee. So, you know, gathering of Republican delegates from all around the country will, at a certain point, I guess tomorrow now, vote to make him the nominee. And there's no tension in that vote. There were scenarios where there might have been, but there's not, and that business will kind of go forward in a straightforward way, and the kind of what the real business of these conventions are, which is trying to make their best face for the fall campaign, will will start tomorrow night. Especially, by the way, the Democrats may face their own little hurricane problem next week in North Carolina. There's, I guess, a outside chance of another one stirring up trouble out there in the ocean. So we'll have to see.
Problems aside with the weather facing both camps, let's look substantively at what they offer. We haven't really spoken to Rob Ritchie since Mr. Ryan has been announced as the running mate. What does he offer to the Romney ticket?
Well, there's always a combination of things that they're looking at. You know, one is he, I think, it sends a message to the Republican base that Romney expects to govern with him. You know, there's been some concern with core Republicans about Romney the whole time, and Ryan and his plan for the his fiscal blueprint is sort of right in the sweet spot for a lot of sort of Tea Party oriented conservative Republicans. Not in every respect, but it's something that I think sends a clear message. Helps him a little bit with the Ron Paul voters, those who want smaller government. You know, there's Gary Johnson out there, the Libertarian, who is sitting there. You know, some when he's added the national polls, he gets 4 or 5% in some of them. So that's a factor to have someone who can be attractive to those voters. And then he does put the state of Wisconsin at least a little more in play. It's one of those swing states that always breaks Democratic, but it's one that you know, Ryan is from, and it'll make it one that the campaigns probably spend more attention to.
Yes, I've seen some polls recently, Chris Weigand, where it is a statistical dead heat for Mitt Romney and President Obama, even at this time, so close to the election. Your thoughts on those figures?
I would tend to believe them at this point. The polling on President Obama's job approval has remained remarkably steady all year long. Since February, his job approval number hasn't changed more than 0.5% in either direction. So I think a lot of Americans have just made up their minds already. This election may not be about convincing the middle-of-the-road voter that hasn't made up their mind, but it may be about creating enthusiasm with their own base.
Yes. What states, Rob Ritchie, will be the crucial states to watch in this election if they're different from previous ones?
Well, they're not different. That's the sad thing. I mean, there's just fewer of them. I don't really like this current way of electing presidents. I think this vote is sort of underscoring the problem, which is most, if it stays close, you know, the odds are that only 7 or 8 states are going to decide it. And some of them are very familiar names, you know, Ohio, Florida, names that aren't, that were close, that were key last time and, weren't maybe, you know, 3 or 4 election cycles ago that are now key, include Colorado, in Virginia, you know, odds are 7 or 8 states, and that's going to be where, you know, 90-95% of the campaign attention and resources are going to go to those states, and the rest of us basically get to watch and see, and sort of do our part in our safe states, and then you know, the swing states will decide all.
If the states remain virtually the same, Chris Weigand, is it saying that the United States, for the most part, has decided whether you are Republican or Democrat, and only those with the propensity to change would really be changing, the others remain static?
That's true, due to the system of how we have it set up with the states. I live in California, for instance, and there's absolutely no ads running here because both the Romney camp and the Obama camp know full well that it's going to go for Obama in November. But the interesting thing to me is that while this is the way we elect our president state by state, mostly what you see in the polling is national polling. Yes. And national polling becomes much less important. You have to look at the polling state by state. And when you do that, I think Barack Obama has a definite edge and has had an edge all year, but it's not a commanding edge. It's not something where Democrats can just sit back and just assume victory, especially with states like Wisconsin and perhaps even Minnesota and Michigan coming into play.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's true. There are maybe 7 or 8 states that will decide the election, and the rest of us, we all go out and vote, but we already pretty much know which way our state is going to go.
Are Americans really motivated this time round with the recession and all that's been plaguing the world and America? Are they going to be motivated this time round to go out and vote?
I'll just chime in to say that fewer of them, that's the expectation. You have more disenchanted people who I think they can sort of look at Washington and, you know, realize it obviously matters who gets elected president, and we'll hear a lot about why it matters. But I think that a lot of people thought that the Obama victory would mean more, and, you know, they see the sort of dysfunctionality of Congress and the filibuster and, the you know, basically things not getting done. And I think it's easy for some people to just say, you know what, it's not going to really change that much. Mm-hmm. And they're both disappointments. And so I think the expectation is turnout will be lower. And as Chris said, I think that means that, you know, sort of getting out your base is going to be, at this point, probably more important than trying to persuade those, relatively small number of undecided voters.
Who does that favor, though, if the voter turnout is low? Rob Ritchie?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, the lower it goes, at a certain point, it hurts Obama. There was actually a very interesting poll showing that if you look at the unlikely voters, you know, usually we hear polls from the likely voters, but a poll of unlikely voters that are, you know, people who are eligible but unlikely to participate, he's way ahead. Third parties actually do very well among that group, but Obama is like, I think Romney's at only like 15% among those voters. So, it sort of depends which voters don't go. But if a lot of people didn't go, that would likely forecast a Romney victory.
Final word to you, Chris Weigand. I also saw a poll which showed that the Romney supporters seem to be more motivated than the Obama supporters. Did you see that? And if so, your thoughts?
Well, earlier in the election season, there was a lot of talk about an enthusiasm gap. Where the Republicans were much more enthusiastic about voting Obama out. This was before they had even picked a candidate, and that the Democrats were slightly disillusioned and had dropped off. But there's a new poll out this morning from the Washington Post, and in it, it shows 48% of Obama's backers say they are very enthusiastic, compared with 42% of Romney backers who feel that way.
Wow.
And it is even more stark because Romney, before he picked his running mate, Paul Ryan, Obama had a 13-point edge. So Romney is still behind Obama in enthusiasm, but he's only behind by 6 points. So the Ryan pick has definitely helped him with his base.
We thank you for your time, both of you. Thank you so much, Chris.